This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome, you're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a Friday that could not turn into a Friday, especially after Moody's outlook that spoiled the market's mood today, right?
Absolutely. Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, what we can say today, it was a profit booking decline at high levels triggered by, you know, Moody's investor service outlook change on India. In fact, the global rating agency slashed India's rating outlook to negative from stable, citing increasing risk to the growth. Now, the heat was felt across D Street as well as the Mint Street as well. In fact, a rupee hit a fresh three-week low and bond prices fell on Friday, tracking Moody's statement. Now, Nomura Research also lowered its GDP growth projection for India to 4.9% from 5.7% earlier in 2019 and to 6% from 6.9% for 2020. Now, in reply to Moody's outlook change, the finance ministry in a statement said that the fundamentals of the Indian economy remains robust with inflation under check and bond yields low. Now, Moody's also slashed outlook on six Indian financial companies, which include names like HDFC Bank, HUDCO, State Bank of India to negative. An outlook on Bank of India, Canara Bank, Syndicate Bank and Union Bank is maintained at stable. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex fell 330 points to 40,323. While the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 103 points to 11,908. Now, for the week, Nifty rose by 0.15%, while the Sensex gained 0.4%. Sectorally, the action was seen in realty, banks and consumer durable index. In fact, Nifty Bank, which reclaimed 31,000, closed with gains of 116 points to close at 30,749. Now, as per, there's a lot of data around the mutual fund as well. As per the AMFI data, the net equity mutual fund inflows in October declined to 6,015 crores, down 7.3% from 6,489 crores in the previous month. But the mutual fund asset base, in fact, increased to 26.33 lakh crores in October. And so that is, you know, some bit of favorite of good news for the mutual fund industry. Now, you know, if we take out what happened or, with respect to the Moody statement, there was some good news as well from the earnings front. Eicher Motors Q2 net profit jumped 18%. M&M Q2 net profit dipped 23% to 1,355 crores, but it was definitely ahead of street estimates. MRF Q2 down was 18%, but it saw a lot of action in terms of volumes, and Bharat Forge Q2 profit rose to 7.6%. Let's talking about gainers. Nifty gainers include stocks like ICICI Bank, which hit a fresh record high as well to 496, followed by IndusInd Bank and Yes Bank. In fact, on the losing front, Gail India, Sun Pharma and Bharti Infratel were the top losers.
Absolutely. Now, speaking about sectors, Kshitij, if you could help us understand where was the maximum headline today, as well as if you could talk about specific stocks where we actually saw volumes also spike today.
Right. So, sectorally, realty index rose 1.5%, followed by the banks, which was up 0.64%, and consumer durable index gained 0.06%. While on the losing front, FMCG index was down by 1.8%, followed by the public sector bank or public sector index, which was down by 1.8%, and the metal index also, was down by 1.7%. Volume spike of around about 200 to 1,000% was seen in stocks like MRF, IGL, Bharat Forge, M&M, NCC, as well as Britannia Industries. Long buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, India Bulls Housing Finance, Kotak Bank, and short buildup was seen in stocks like Bharat Forge, Siemens, and Colgate-Palmolive.
Absolutely. Now, there were a whole lot of other stocks also that were in news today. Let's start off with Raymond. The stock ended with 20% gains today after the company demerged its core lifestyle business into a separate listed entity. Apart from this, shares of UPL also ended over 4% lower in today's trading session after it witnessed a steep fall in Q2 profit. But global brokerage houses still remain bullish on the stock and see a 24 to 33% potential upside from current levels. Now, shares of DLF also gained about 5% today after the realtor found a place on the MSCI India Domestic Index. Apart from this, Indraprastha Gas also ended about 6% higher in today's trading session after the company had posted robust numbers in the quarter ended September. The company's Q2 standalone profit rose about 74 to 75% at about 381 crore rupees versus 218 crore rupees in the same quarter ended in June. Now, apart from this, what to watch out for the coming week is going to be extremely important. So Kshitij, help us with what are the big cues to be able to watch out for next week, and how should traders and investors position themselves?
Absolutely. Well, Sakshi, it'll be a interesting week for Indian markets, both respect to earnings growth as well as macro numbers and political drama, which we're going to get unfold. Well, let's look at what's going to happen on the earnings front. Nearly 2,800 companies will declare their results for the September quarter. Now, investors would watch out for NTPC Oil India results on Saturday, that is 9th November. Apart from that, Britannia Industries, Coal India, Hindalco, Motherson Sumi, NHPC and MDC, etc. Are some of the companies which will declare the results on Monday, that is 11th of November. Now, market will remain shut on November 12th, that is Tuesday, on account of a public holiday. While on the macro front, IIP data for September is scheduled to come out on Monday, while CPI inflation for October on the 14th of November, will be the CPI inflation, and WPI inflation data will be out on 14th of November, that is Thursday. On the political front, Ayodhya verdict will be an important event to watch out for. Apart from that, some headway in Maharashtra politics will also be a sentiment booster.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, what will also be very important to watch out for will be how the technical charts and the patterns will play out, and what will be the crucial levels to really watch out for. If you could help us understand what was the chart pattern today and what are we looking at the next week, especially when we've already seen record high levels on the Sensex this week and the following week, it will be very important to watch out for how much can Nifty actually protect the 12,000 levels and whether it can actually surpass the earlier record high level of 12,103.
Right. In fact, if you look at the technical chart patterns, Sakshi, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts and a doji kind of a candle on the weekly charts. But on the positive side, Nifty also formed a golden cross kind of a pattern on the daily charts, wherein 50 days moving average moves above the 200 days moving average. So a short-term moving average, in fact, moves above the long-term moving average, which is essentially considered a positive sign. Now, point to note is that Nifty closed below its crucial support at 5 days exponential moving average at 11,908. Now, remember, 5 days EMA has been acting as a crucial bit of support for the index, since October 11th. Now, a weakness, or what we could say, is that a further downfall probably in the coming week could actually take the index towards 11,850, and a break below 11,850 could actually take the index towards 11,820 and 11,720. Now, for the time being, upsides may remain capped at 12,034, which is in fact the today's intraday level on Friday. Technical experts are suggesting at this point in time is that if the weakness persists, that means if in case we slip below 11,850 as well as 11,800 levels, investors could use rallies to in fact go short with a stop above 12,035 on closing basis.
All right. Thanks a lot then, Kshitij, for sharing these important levels to watch out for and also the strategy that investors and traders must adopt going forward. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.